Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A family-friendly concert from the Monroe Symphony Orchestra is presented tomorrow night. The program illustrates the growth of the orchestra through a number of selections. Joining me for a preview is the orchestra's conductor, Clay Couturio. Clay, good to see you.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, lots of great things are going on and getting underway with the beginning of the new year. Well, bring us up to date. What's been going on during the holiday break and preparing for the second half of the orchestra season?
Absolutely. Well, we've enjoyed a wonderful first half of the season. Our opening concert with our young concert artist and with Haley from last December.
Yeah, Haley Loren, the jazz artist.
Exactly. And tomorrow night we feature a concert that's really for the entire family. I'm really proud of this next performance. I titled it The Orchestra Grows Up. And it's really a musical journey for everyone to see how the orchestra actually evolved, how it developed to what it is today. And it took several hundred years to figure out what the orchestra is. And we start with the time of Johann Sebastian Bach, which was a couple of hundred years ago, and we'll do a performance of the air from the third orchestral suite. And it really involves just strings, because at the beginning it was mainly the string sections. And then we'll continue throughout the history of the of music and with the orchestra. We'll go to Mozart. We'll go to all the famous composers most people know.
Lots of names, recognizable names.
And we'll add some winds to the orchestra from Mozart. And we'll continue with Beethoven. We'll do an excerpt from his Fifth Symphony that people are familiar with. And more instruments are added. We'll go to Tchaikovsky and do an excerpt from the Nutcracker, the Waltz of the Flowers. And we'll continue with Stravinsky from the Firebird Suite. So we're now into the 20th century. And we have an extra little surprise I'm not going to mention on the radio, but I want you to come and find out.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, starting off with Bach, tell us about that selection. It starting off with just strings, and as you say, in the history of the orchestra, that was really the basis, the focus of what the music was prepared for at the time.
Absolutely. Well, the venue was, and the idea of the orchestra was different at that time. I mean, they were at the time played, of course, in churches or in certain courts, mm-hmm. and places of that nature. And then eventually the orchestra started to break off into more secular type events and become its own entity and to perform for the general public.
You mentioned the selection of Beethoven's Fifth. Among one of your personal favorites?
Oh, yes. Well, Beethoven is one of my, everyone out likes to ask, well, who's your favorite composer? And of course, I do say, well, whatever I'm studying at the time, and it has to be. That's the way it is as a musician. But personally, yes, I have a wonderful feel for Beethoven. He means something special to me. In the nine symphonies, everybody who writes a symphony, their standard is always goes back to Beethoven. That's why, in fact, even Brahms, who was after Beethoven, waited till he was 50-something years old to even put his first symphony out there because he was afraid of being compared to Beethoven.
When we look at Beethoven's Fifth, it's so renowned. What is it that attracts a listener to that piece? What's some of the things that you hear in it that, you know, people just kind of pick up on and why they kind of gravitate towards that as one of the most well-known pieces of music?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think, for one, the way it starts, and the people know as the fate motive, or three fast notes and one long, ba 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 bing. Mm-hmm. There's a sense it's like I said, the fate theme, and it's difficulty in life or something to overcome. And by the time you get to the last movement, it's very much triumphant. And we're going to play an excerpt from the last movement in this concert tomorrow night. It's in major. It's just a triumphant feeling, and so it's almost Beethoven himself overcoming his handicap. Most people do know that he went deaf by the end of his life, and I think writing this piece was part of that struggle. Also, I think it appeals to people because that motive I just spoke of, the three fast notes and one long note.
Right.
he develops that throughout the entire symphony. And that's what was so interesting. It's developed, but it's not academic or just mechanical. It's very emotional the way he does this, and people can relate. That's why I love symphony orchestra music so much, is every emotion that people go through in life, they feel in this music. They're people just like us, and the great artists are the ones that are able to express themselves this way.
Yeah. The selection by Stravinsky, tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, Stravinsky, of course, wrote for the Ballet Russe in mm-hmm. Russia, and they toured throughout Russia and Europe. He was famous for his ballets, and this is one of his ballets, The Firebird. He also wrote a ballet for other ballets include The Rite of Spring, which made a big premiere. It was a big scandal at the premiere. People mm-hmm. The audience, it's almost like a wrestling match, were fighting and couldn't believe what they were hearing, and as well as another ballet called Petrushka. Those are the three big ballets of Stravinsky. They are all for large, large orchestra. And so that's why it's towards the latter part of our concert, because as the orchestra builds up, it gets bigger. He did, when he made concert suites of these works, reduce just a little bit. Stravinsky was a smart guy. He knew if he changed it just a little bit, uh-huh. he could sell it in a different way. And so he has different versions of his works.
And as you mentioned, there is a surprise for those who attend coming up tomorrow night.
That's right. I'm not going to give it away, but it's a familiar work that everybody was going to recognize from a certain movie.
Okay. Well, how can you find out more about attending the program tomorrow night?
You can call the Monroe Symphony Orchestra office at 812-6761.
Of course, the performance coming up tomorrow evening at the First United Methodist Church of Monroe. Clay Couturio serves as conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. The symphony grows up. Look forward to the performance coming up tomorrow night. Clay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.